Life sustains itself by cell division. So does cancer. Breast cancer cells multiply faster because of CDK4/6 proteins. But what if we could block those proteins and stop runaway cell division? To that end, Dana-Farber scientists laid the foundation for CDK4/6 inhibitors, new drugs that are increasing the survival rate for many advanced breast cancers. Dana-Farber's momentum of discovery keeps finding new ways to outmaneuver cancer. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
The plan to prevent planes from colliding. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Airplanes in the U.S. come far closer to colliding at airports far more frequently than many people imagine. New York Times reporting revealed there were 46 close calls last month alone. Now, the Federal Aviation Administration is shelling out $120 million to help reduce the risk of accidents on runways. The money is going to several airports around the country. Marketplace's Nova Sappho has more.
The FAA has awarded Boston's Logan Airport $45 million to simplify the layout of its airfield. That's where, in February, a JetBlue flight coming in for a landing came too close to a private jet which was taking off. The rate of safety incidents on airport runways in the U.S. has increased by 24% over the last decade, according to data provided by the FAA. The $120 million it's now allocating will help Boston's Logan, Reagan National in D.C., and six other airports reconfigure or upgrade their airfields. Recent safety lapses have also been blamed on a shortage of air traffic controllers. The FAA says it's hired 1,500 additional ones, and the Biden administration is seeking more funding from Congress to hire even more. I'm Nova Sappho for Marketplace.
The former trucking company Yellow is now in bankruptcy proceedings, so it is selling off its assets to pay back creditors. There's one piece of the company that buyers seem particularly interested in, its terminals. These are large logistical facilities where payloads are transferred between trucks to get to their final destination. Two rival trucking companies have submitted bids, each over $1 billion, for Yellow's network of terminals. Marketplace's Henry Epp explains why these things are so valuable.
Trucking terminals are sort of like regional hub airports, the ones where you might have a layover.
It's where all the deliveries come in, are consolidated into one load of things going in the same direction.
David Carell is a research scientist at MIT. He says it's expensive to build a network of these hubs, but over a century, Yellow did that.
It's sort of like a collector's collection all of a sudden hit the market.
And it's a good collection. Many of these terminals are in or near metro areas where regulations make it difficult to build new terminals now, says Margaret Kidd, a supply chain and logistics professor at the University of Houston.
You just can't go into a major metropolitan area in most parts of the U.S. and create what Yellow has created over the last 100 years.
Two companies are bidding for Yellow's full collection of terminals, but they probably won't need them all, says Joe Orschlin, a vice president at commercial real estate firm CBRE.
Some of these would certainly be spun off after the acquisition.
And he says they'll likely find plenty of eager buyers. I'm Henry Epp for Marketplace.
And there are earnings reports, and then there are earnings reports. NVIDIA said its revenue in the second quarter more than doubled to $13.5 billion, and it expects to make $3.5 billion more than expected in the third quarter because NVIDIA chips power AI. NVIDIA stock is up about 8% in pre-market trading.
Traditional revenue sources for public media, and really the media at large, are declining this year, and we at Marketplace are not immune to these trends. We're currently tracking behind target for this budget year. We are tightening up expenses, but the need for trusted, grounded, fact-based reporting is as pressing as ever. We can't cut back on our mission, so we are turning to listeners like you. Please step up now and invest in Marketplace. If you haven't yet given, now is the time. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Wildfires in Hawaii, Canada, Algeria, severe flooding in Vermont, record-breaking heat from Arizona to China. The climate is changing before our eyes, and we have to work in it, which raises a question for employers. To what extent do they have to adapt so their workers can cope? Jennifer Moss is a workplace cultural strategist, and she spoke with my colleague David Brancaccio.
I mean, we think right away of road crews or delivery people working outside in very hot conditions, hotter conditions. Crucial issue, right? But it's more than that that you're thinking about.
Yeah, I mean, we're seeing this across the board now. When you look at the reports of readiness for global organizations, it shows that around 2/3 of large companies have at least one asset highly exposed to the physical risk of climate change. And yet only 1 in 5 companies has a plan in place to adapt to these risks. So we're seeing more and more companies take an effort to get prepared to handle some of these big, you know, situations, these crises. But a lot of people are still very unprepared.
All right. So a workplace may be air conditioned on the inside, but that may not help if it's 6 inches above sea level and at risk for getting flooded out.
That's exactly it. And we're seeing companies realize that they have to change their facilities, get prepared. When you really look at the impact, if they don't, I mean, we're looking at, for example, Amazon. He is placing a deep threat on retention. They had 100% turnover last year, and they're finding that some of the reasons why people are leaving are because of heat and stress.
In many business contracts, there's something called the force majeure. If something giant happens, an act of God, you can get out of the contract. But if there is a big natural disaster, a force majeure that happens, and employees can't get into work normally, I don't see anything in many employee handbooks that tells you what the rules are supposed to be.
We're starting to see more organizations setting up, you know, emergency savings benefits, but it's a pretty nebulous, you know, there's not a lot of concrete policies. And that's why we need it codified into the government. We're seeing a massive competition in talent, and we're going to continue to see this talent shortage. And so if you're a company that's really clear in how you are going to support people in these environments, in these dangerous environments, in this future of real impact from climate change, you're going to be the organization that stands above.
Jennifer Moss is an author and researcher specializing in workplace issues. Her books include Unlocking Happiness at Work and The Burnout Epidemic. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much for having me, David.
That was Marketplace's David Brancaccio. And in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.